And welcome back as we continue our conversation with Amy Streeter, the Executive Director of the Ripley County Community Foundation. And Amy, of course, we talked about, gave our flowers to Clarice in the previous segment, and yes. Give it up to some new staff members as well.
Yes, we've at the beginning of the year, we welcomed a new staff member, Megan Cutter. She is a recent graduate from Northern Kentucky University. She had a degree in communications and marketing, and so she's really going to add a lot to our staff. Megan actually has been with us as an intern for the last year, and so we are thrilled that she chose to stay with us on a full-time basis.
And some of her job, I'm sure, involved not only writing, but I mentioned social media will be a big part of it.
Yes, it is. It's funny that you mentioned that, because she's already taken a couple of videos and has doing some reels of the staff, and so you can tell that we have a nice young person who understands social media in our office and making us do some crazy things, Tom. It's good for us to get out of our comfort zone.
There you go. Yep, go viral.
Yes.
That's awesome. So, again, welcome aboard to Megan Cutter. And, of course, we talked about her in the news recently. And also, as looking ahead as well, Amy, got a number of events and initiatives that are coming up.
We sure do. So I think the biggest thing that we have on our calendar right now is the Giving Indiana Funds for Tomorrow initiative, given to us by Lilly Endowment. Lilly Endowment has been really gracious and very good to community foundations throughout Indiana, and so they are offering a 2-for-1 match. So if somebody makes a donation into a unrestricted fund, and Lilly Endowment will match that donation for $2 for every $1 that's donated. So we're really looking forward. That will allow us as an organization to really make sure that we are meeting the needs in our community, not just today, but for the long term.
And then once you get involved in the gift aid, for example, I mean, I imagine that takes a lot of heavy lifting, but at the same time, obviously, it's definitely worth it.
Oh, it's very worth it. We will be able to provide more scholarships. We'll be able to provide more grants, not just more grants, but we'll also be able to provide a higher dollar amount in a grant so that we can start to support larger programs that we as an organization have not had the ability to do before. So it will strengthen the entire county.
All right. And then speaking of scholarships, I understand you've got some deadlines coming up.
Yeah, scholarship applications are due February the 1st, which is just right around the corner. So if you know somebody who's a current college student who maybe needs some funds, and then also all of our graduating seniors throughout the county, make sure you log on to our website or give us a call, and we would be more happy to review our scholarships with you. But we have approximately about 40 or 45 scholarships, so there's something for everyone.
And as far as large and small grants, do you have any deadlines coming up for those?
Small grants, the first round of applications they're due the first Friday in March.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, you obviously have the other ones that are spread out throughout the year.
Yeah, and it's just because the year has just started. I haven't set a calendar for all of those yet, but I do know that large grants applications will be due the first Friday in August. And then for those organizations that are serving the Batesville area, keep an eye out for this early springtime. We will have the Hillenbrand Partnership with Possibility grant opportunity again, and you can ask for up to $10,000 for a grant to support your organization.
Yeah, I always like seeing those, particularly the big check presentation, make it look like somebody won the Greater Greensboro Open or something. You know?
Yeah, that big check, we have more fun with it than anything else.
That's great. And anything else that are in the pipeline as we kick into 2024, Amy?
Oh, we'll just be starting our Women's Giving Circle again. Is going to start another initiative. We're going to have our women's luncheon in April, and we're still working on the details of that, but keep an eye out for that. That is a great way to support children throughout our county, as well as women who are underserved and need just a little bit of help to make sure that they can provide for their family and create a brighter future for themselves. So we have that. That will be in April. And we have Coming up in February, we are going to have our Rube Goldberg Machine Contest, which will help hone engineering skills for all of our middle and high school students. And that actually will be hosted at the Batesville High School this year. So we've changed locations because we have had a larger response and we needed just a little bit more room.
Yeah, it's amazing how robotics have just blown up. I mean, it's amazing.
It is the future, and we use robotics and AI every day, whether we know it or like it. We do use it every day, so it's really important that we provide this opportunity for our students.
And finally, Amy Streeter, how can folks get a hold of you or the folks at the Ripley County Community Foundation?
Yeah, you can get a hold of the Ripley County Community Foundation by stopping by our office, which is located at 13 East George Street in downtown Batesville. Our phone number is 812-933-1098. You can also get a lot of information off of our website, and that is rccfonline.org.
All right, so rccfonline.org for the Ripley County Community Foundation, and also 812-933-1098.
Yep, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you, Amy Streeter, for joining us this morning, and appreciate your time, and as always, stay well, and look forward to calling on you again in the future.
Oh, I look forward to it. Thank you very much, Tom.